KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional channel system all throughout Humboldt County. Now, we all know a good part of that will be the Annie Marie Rail Trail. It's a project that's been in the works for, say, 20 years or so. But there is a lot of movement happening right now. So we got a full house today on Happy Trails. We are talking with Emily, of course, and Emily and I are going to be talking with Mike Fogut, who is an engineer for the city of Blue Lake, and, of course, Jen Buck, project manager for Caltrans. They're heading up phase two of this project. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is exciting. I'm really, really glad we're looking at the Annie Mary Trail because, as we said, this has been one of those things that's been in the works for as long as most of us can remember. As we talk about trails, so this is so exciting to see some good movement.
Certainly. So what's exciting is that Annie and Mary has been planned for, as you said, over 20 years from Arcata to Blue Lake and even beyond Blue Lake. There has been so much planning and research and outreach over the last 20 years, and Friends of the Annie and Mary Trail has kept the Annie and Mary on the forefront of people's minds and has done lots of outreach and fundraising over those years. And what is exciting is that there is really momentum now. So today we'll be talking about the City of Blue Lake's funded project for a section of the Annie and Mary, and also a phase two of the Annie and Mary that Caltrans is taking the lead on. And then we'll touch on Arcata is starting some planning and outreach for their section of the Annie and Mary. But it'd be great to start with Mike Fogut, with the city engineer for Blue Lake, to tell us about the Phase 1 project and how that has been funded and what steps are next.
Yeah, no, thanks, Emily. So with the Blue Lake proper portion, that has been through the SB1 fund, so that's commonly the gas tax people refer to, but this wouldn't be funded if it wasn't for that, so we're fortunate for that, and we're just kind of towards the last stages of all the approvals to get moving forward with the release of the funds to start in on the CEQA work for that portion, which kind of goes from kind of downtown by Del Arte to Charton Road. So that's the section that we're looking at right now. So again, just some coordination with Caltrans local assistance, and we should be hopefully getting started on our permitting process with both CEQA and NEPA on that, which is language for the environmental permitting for state and federal.
Right. And so I guess explain what has happened thus far with phase one.
Well, so with phase one, again, we had to go through through the active transportation program, the ATP grant process. There's a lot of initial outreach and application, and then we were awarded those funds. And so now what happens is once City of Blue Lake gets authorized to move forward, then we'll start in on the environmental permitting and then right away and design and then to construction. So the funding's all the way through construction. So that's what's good. As Emily said, there's been a lot of planning and studies. This is actually funded all the way through construction. So that's very encouraging. So we're actually going to see some trail get built for Annie and Mary.
That is fantastic. And we should probably also just step back a little bit and explain the history of that line, of course. The reason it's called Annie Mary is there was an old railroad, the Annie Mary Railroad, that ran through that area. It was abandoned years ago, and the hope was that this right-of-way could be turned into a trail, and it's been a long, arduous process. Now, I guess it wasn't rail-banked for quite some time, so some of the sections of it kind of disappeared, that right-of-way. Is that correct?
Yeah, and so that's really important you bring that up, because that's like Senator McGuire has a proposed bill they're working on, and that's mm-hmm. going to, through that is really important, and what's important, and that's going to cover all the way through, not only up to Eureka, but all the way for the entire Flaherty and the Spurs. And so that the language and how that happens is important. And their Senators McGuire's office and HCOG with Marcella Clem, they've been working on ensuring that the proper language gets put into the final bill to ensure the right of way and the rail breaking procedures done correctly.
Yeah, that is really important, and I'm glad you brought that up. It is a very exciting thing, and it seems to be sailing through the California government pretty well thus far. The votes have been really good thus far. It still has a ways to go yet, and then get signed by the governor. But it's moving quite well. But as we talked about, without the rail banking process, then these right-of-ways can just completely disappear, which unfortunately has happened in a lot of parts in our area, including good parts of the Annie Mary.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily that's in some research. And again, I'm not the legal person, but there's been some work on that, and so they are working with the HCOG and there's a rail banking attorney and working with Senator McGuire's office that they're getting that sorted out, that language sorted out to preserve that.
And I would say even if, because lots of research has been done on the Annie and Mary, that even if rail banking doesn't work for the Annie and Mary spur, there's still options for leasing and kind of rerouting the trail around key spots there's a lot of the corridor of the Annie Mary still intact, but likely some easements have maybe reverted. But fortunately, it seems like we have a lot of the local partners, the county and HCOG, have done a lot of research to kind of figure out next steps for different parts of the corridor. And luckily, with the Phase 1 and Phase 2 that we're talking about today, from Blue Lake to Glendale, that there are really options for ensuring that we're that the trail has a public corridor to be on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, Mike, can you just remind us kind of what the extent of the trail through Blue Lake is and what it'll look like?
Yeah, so it's really kind of, in Blue Lake, it's going to follow the rail line alignment. So that is kind of what everyone just looks at as kind of a grassy shoulder on south along South Railroad. So it's in front of the Blue Lake Museum. That was the old rail depot for Blue Lake. It's going to kind of start at where Stardo's was located in the Mad River Grange. So kind of along there, that's kind of where it'll terminate or start, depending on your point of reference. And then go all the way to right now Charton, which is the road that you reach the Blue Lake Rancheria, so that's kind of our portion in Blue Lake proper. And then, again, it's just kind of on the north shoulder of South Railroad. So kind of the road that goes in front of Perrigo Park and the softball field and all that. So we're going to kind of have, again, some kind of separation from the road for trail safety. But, yeah, we've had a couple conceptual cross-sections we had in our ATP grant. We'll finalize those trail treatments here when we get to the design phase, based on what our environmental comes back with.
And what is the length of Phase 1?
Hopefully a couple years. You know, once again, it's pretty aggressive once we get going. We just need to, once we get the thumbs up, we'll start progressing on that.
And how big a trail is Phase 1?
A little over a mile.
A little over a mile.
It's just right within Blue Lake proper. So it's not too big, but it was within the jurisdiction, so it was clean to do it within, and start with Blue Lake. And a lot of credit to Hank Seaman, I just want to say.
Right.
He's been really instrumental, and Humboldt County has really taken a lead trying to get these different elements to happen, and he's been working with Arcata and the county and Caltrans and the city of Blue Lake. So Hank's put a lot of work into this as well.
Hank is definitely a friend of trails.
Yes.
Humboldt County. That is for sure. And, Jen, Phase 2, I know Caltrans is taking the lead on this. That goes from Blue Lake to Glendale. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Emily touched a little bit on the complications with the railroad. And during all of these planning phases, it really came out that the preferred alignment for that part of the puzzle was to run along 299 rather than on the rail. So phase two will run from Glendale to connect to the piece that runs through the city of Blue Lake. Mm-hmm. And that's all within, or I shouldn't say all, but it is mostly within Caltrans right-of-way, which is why we would then be initiating and taking the lead on that project.
And what would that look like? It will be separate from the highway, correct?
It will be separate from the highway. It's a Class 1 multi-use trail, so we do want it to be accommodating and functional for all users. And it would run along the north side of 299. I think there's a big pumpkin patch out there, and they mm-hmm. use a medieval festival on that
right,
side. So
right.
It would run along that property, but on the inside of the right-of-way fence with some kind of barrier between the trail and the highway. Right now we're looking at a cable barrier similar to what we have in Arcata.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how big is this section?
It's 1.7 miles total, and 1.4 miles of that is within the Caltrans right-of-way. And then that smaller segment, the 0.3 miles at the end, is when it connects back to the rail and connects into the city of Blue Lake.
Got it. And the timeline for phase two?
Well, the schedule that I have put together looks at us constructing it in the summer of 2023. However, it's very preliminary, and we're trying to learn these processes now, and Caltrans has never been the lead or been able to be the recipient of active transportation funds previously, and so mm-hmm. this is our trailblazing project, if you will, to figure out how we are going to set the precedent for future projects. So right now our schedule is looking at construction of 2023, but I anticipate we'll hit some bumps in the road on the way, and hopefully we'll just be able to get through them as smoothly as possible.
Okay.
Great. And so Caltrans is applying for the first time, Caltrans District 1 applying to the Active Transportation Program, which is what funded Phase 1. And kind of right now we're in the thick of it for ATP season. And so that's due at the end of July. But I wanted to point out that Mike brought up the city's project was funded through SB1 funds with the gas tax. And Caltrans is eligible for active transportation funds also because of SB1. And so these funds that are funding really important transportation improvements and trails and bridge upgrades and road repaving, these are really important funds, and it's likely that there will be a repeal on the next ballot. And so it's important to recognize that these funds are coming directly into our community here in Humboldt and are making a difference.
Someone wants to repeal this? It's been so so positive.
Yeah, but there's always people on the other side of the coin, and there will likely, and I think it has gotten enough signatures, so there will be a repeal on the ballot. So it'll be helpful to keep up this conversation about how important that funding is and what a difference it has made for us locally.
Absolutely, absolutely, especially since the funds from elsewhere seem to be drying up. So this is absolutely a needed part.
Yeah.
So we're looking at phase one and phase two. How many total phases are we expected to complete the rail trail?
Well, I think there will be lots of phases. The next work that is happening on the other end of the line, with the city of Arcata, and mm-hmm. the city of Arcata received a transportation planning grant for community outreach and some preliminary designs for the Annie and Mary through city limits in Arcata. So that would be kind of where the Foster Avenue Trail ends now at the roundabout that's right mm-hmm. at Larson Park. So going from Larson Park all the way up to Valley West and towards the Aldergrove Business Park. And so that work is going to start this fall, and there'll be a lot of opportunities for community input. And that will be kind of the western sort of phase of the Annie and Mary. That'll just be planning. That project is also going to look at perhaps redesigning the overpass of Sunset Avenue over 101, where there's so many things happening and so many students walk and bike to HSU, and also looking at pedestrian and bicyclist improvements over the Giantoli overpass over 299,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of where the Arcata's terminus of the Annie and Mary will be. So that project will get started in the fall. And then we have a larger piece and a very difficult piece of getting across the Mad River, so getting from Arcata to Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, we know that this is going to be developed in segments just like the Humboldt Bay Trail.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the next phase.
It's kind of terrific to see that Arcata and Blue Lake moving towards completing this trail together. I think where the two meet, and normally this is done in railroads, but since it is a rail trail, perhaps where the two meet when it's finally completed, they should drive some kind of golden spike.
That'd be
worth it.
It's been a while. Yes. That's a great idea.
Yes. Could be fun. A good way to open the entire thing.
Yes.
Could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yes. One of the things with the Annie and Mary, one of the goals we've had in mind is trying to have, at least with each segment or phase, is to kind of have some kind of, linkage or terminus. And so that's really important. You know, with the Bay Trail, it just happened to be how the jurisdictions and how that lined out.
Mm-hmm.
You just have a trail ending. But, again, even connecting kind of downtown Blue Lake to the Rancheria is key. And then connecting Blue Lake to Glendale, there's like a terminus on each end. And as Emily said, going from Arcata, trying to get to Essex or the water park, these are like things that we're just trying to get, or even to Aldergrove. So it's important that we're kind of getting some important segments, for each phase, that we link those together. So even as there, it takes a long time, it's already been 20 years, but to get to these various phases, that there'll be some functionality with each phase.
Yeah, well, we appear to be at sort of a critical mass with regard to trail projects. This is, as I said in our promo, is a good time to be a trail advocate. There's so much progress happening with the Bay Trail and the Eureka Waterfront Trail, and great progress going on here. There's talk about extending the Hammond north. There's talk about extending the Hikshari south. And it's just a lot of momentum going on. So this is a good time to be getting on board trail projects, because there seems to be a good appetite for it here in Humboldt County right now.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to get back to Jen and to touch on again that it's exciting that Caltrans is taking the lead on the phase two, Annie and Mary. And can you touch on how that came to be, and how Caltrans has been partnering with local jurisdictions to complete some important walking and biking improvements?
Yeah, well, when the Active Transportation Program first came into, our world, Caltrans was not eligible to be the recipient of the funds. So we really relied on cities and counties to apply for the funds and then build projects. And in the past, what they've done is applied for funding to build within the Caltrans right-of-way. And so those have been partner projects, essentially, where the city or county, whatever the local agency may be, takes the lead on the design, but it all has to have oversight by Caltrans. And, we have a cooperative agreement in place that exchanges money and work, and we lay out all of our responsibilities as to who's doing what, particularly with maintenance and things like that. And so when the rules changed and they allowed Caltrans to become a recipient of ATP, it really made the most sense for us to initiate a project to connect the pieces from Glendale to the city of Blue Lake, because it is within our right-of-way, and then we wouldn't have to have that middleman, so to speak. And we could just initiate it and build it and do it to our own standards without having an additional layer of oversight on another agency, and we wouldn't have to go into negotiations as to who's going to maintain what. It just would become part of our system. And so it's really nice that, like you said, the culture is shifting. Our entire community seems to be embracing trails and moving towards that direction. And even Caltrans is getting on board with that. And it's nice that we're moving in this progressive nature towards having, accommodating all users on the highway and not just vehicular traffic.
Absolutely. It is exciting.
And this piece, like Mike mentioned earlier, was really initiated by Hank Seaman. He was kind of the pivotal center that connected all of the different agencies together and put us in contact with each other and said, look, this is the overall picture, what we would like to do. These are the different pieces. And he kind of got the ball rolling as far as having each jurisdiction start working on their piece. And so I definitely feel like he was a huge influence on the progress that we've made here and helped make those connections happen.
Absolutely. Hank Seaman, definitely one of the unsung heroes of trails in our area. That is for sure. Absolutely. Well, we are unfortunately out of time, but I want to thank you all for taking the time to talk with us about progress on Andy and Mary. It's a very, very exciting time. So, Jen and Mike, both of you, thank you so much. And Emily, thank you so much for pulling all this together. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. This is very informative.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Jen and Mike.
Indeed. And this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find a podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.